everybody. Welcome to the Debrief Podcast with me, Steve.
And me, Tessa.
Today, we're talking about how to just, like, get organised, you know?
You know, like,
how to feel like you're really nailing this adult thing by your really good diary you have. I don't know. You can tell that it's not something close to my heart.
Yes.
I tried bullet journaling once. I mean, I have nothing more to say about it. I didn't really do it.
Understood. You didn't do it.
As in, I tried and then I didn't understand what I was supposed to do. Got very stressed, bought a normal diary. I have a lot of trouble with dates, with organisation. You know, I have a wall chart, a diary on my phone, and an actual diary that I have to update at all times. So,
yes, my first question was going to be, Stevie, how many diaries and or to-do lists do you have?
I have a notebook for my to-do lists and just like general musings, you know?
Lovely.
Like thoughts on life, like quotes, like just things that I
so nice.
And just pluck from the air, and I just want to, you know, keep a record.
Really nice.
Then I have, I've gone through so many ways of trying to figure out how to not forget every appointment I have. And it is the best thing for me is a small written diary that I write my appointments down. Because once I've written them, it's like I've done an action towards them. So I remember them better and I can visualize them on a page. But that's still not foolproof. So I have a Google Calendar as well, which I try and keep the same. And then I have a wall chart at home that I then lost. How do you lose a wall chart, Stevie? I'm not going to go into it, but I lost it. yes, it was blue tacked to the kitchen wall, and it's not there anymore. So I've got to get a new wall chart. But the diary, the written diary, has helped.
I would maybe argue that having many things is possibly
too much.
Too many things.
Yes, I do.
The
written diary.
If they're all in one place.
Yes, the written diary is the one that's all in one place. I just have the other things for a safety net.
Okay, and I would say that having the safety net...
Not a safety net, really.
It's not a safety net at all.
Confuser.
It just like, spreads the confusion.
Yeah, okay. I'll stop then. Well, I don't have a wall chart anymore, so that's okay.
That's one gone.
That's one gone.
I'll stop with the Google Calendar,
which I'm phasing out anyway because
really?
I don't want to look at my phone anymore.
Understood.
And I don't like having an alarm when it's something like... You know, go to the doctor's.
Oh, yes,
alarm.
We both had that, and we were always like, oh, this is going off again. And then somebody told us that actually, we did that.
We'd done that.
We'd put an alarm on it.
Yeah, you don't need that.
It turns out you can edit that.
You can edit
that. No alarm.
No.
So that's no bother.
So at the moment, yeah, I don't really use the Google Calendar, but it does tell me when, like, the Battle of the Boyne is approaching.
Oh, thank God, it's coming up, I think.
And Orangeman's
Unless
Day.
We just had it.
Mm. We have just had it. Yes, I observed it the next day.
Oh, did you? Of course, we all must.
Yes.
It came up and the alarm went. So it was dying. Stevie once put her a party in my Google Calendar, so like at 7 o'clock the alarm went off saying Stevie's party. I think I was probably asleep. I was very hungover at the time and I was like yeah, I said to my phone, and then about 20 minutes later it went off again. It went, no, but do come.
Yeah.
And I was like, alright. Yeah. Alright.
I'm not creepy. We share a calendar for work reasons, not
she went into my house, found my calendar. Yes. I only use my Google Calendar.
That, yeah, you do. And you look so efficient when you use it.
Do I?
Because Tessa holds her phone with one hand and scrolls with one finger, not like the usual two hands using your thumbs.
It's only...
And she squints because she looks like she's squinting with like, oh yes, that's an important bit of hot business. And then you look at her phone and the words are so big, like a grandmother. And she's actually just looking at like 15 ways to tell if you're a bag or a shoe.
Oh, all those things are correct
they
about
are
me.
Correct.
My font size is very big.
It's so big. It means I can read her text. I accidentally read Tessa's text messages so much more
Anyone
than I
can.
Want to.
I'm 20 feet
I'm not
away.
Even looking. I can just see them in my peripheral and I can read
they're
them.
They're so large. Really big text.
But you do look good when you're going through your Google Cal.
It never occurred to me that other people did not do that.
Yeah, no one
I
does.
Can't do the two-hand
She
thing.
Can't do the thumb Blech. Situation. No, don't try. Like, absolutely, stick with your one-finger scroll.
So I'm a one-finger scroll and I look at a distance. Basically, I look like your mother trying to look over her glasses. I haven't even got glasses on.
No.
That's how
Which
I look.
Arguably, because of the size of your font, you should have.
I should, yes. A lot of clues suggesting I should have glasses, isn't there? Yes, I have just the one Google Calendar.
Yeah, that's good.
A friend of ours once, when showing me her like December, was like, look at this, like every day's a dot and every dot is a thing. And I was like, all right.
But well, that's my issue with Google Calendar, because you look at it and it will say like, it'll have a dot, but it doesn't, you can't look at it and be like, oh, it's that, that, and that. It's just like, so obviously every day I will have a dot because I'm doing something on every day. But not even a lot. It could just be like, someone's birthday and then like the next day I've got to go to maybe.
But it only takes you 1 second between seeing someone's like, can you do this on Wednesday? And then you're like, oh, I've got a dot. And then you open it and it's the Battle of the Boyne or yes. somebody's birthday and you're like, oh, fun. There's
I need nothing. To know now though. I ain't clicking.
You ain't. Stevie ain't clicking.
That's
no
my
way.
Motto for life.
But that's the same time as opening your diary and finding the right page.
I know, it's an absolute nightmare. Also, I have to like get my diary out of the bottom of my bag, get a pen.
Yeah,
like, the
I'm
whole
way
thing
quicker than
that.
You.
You are quicker. But I did try Google Calendar for a long time and I had to find something else because the amount of times I turned up to the wrong thing was becoming untenable. I kept turning up to the wrong thing, thinking it was the next week. It was known as the Great Date Famine.
Mm. It was a time, a difficult time.
It was a bad year. Anyway, before we move on to organisation, which Tessa has got so much good organisational bullet journal things to help you feel like you are a more organised person. And I'll just be popping in with some fun life hacks. Yeah. Like,
don't blow them now.
I'm not going to blow them now.
You really use it out as an example.
I know, yeah. I don't know. Also, I was trying to think of an example that
wasn't the audience.
One. Yeah, okay. Can we have some great things that you'll hear later?
Whoa!
And before we do that, what's the most adult thing you've done?
I have charged up all my portable power packs.
That is very adult.
It's so, no, it's not. It's
it
so
is.
Mad. I have so many of them.
Mm.
I mean, I've got to get a new phone. I obviously am caught short constantly. The phone just dies. It's currently, listeners, attached to my computer, my laptop. It's charging off my laptop. And that's basically how I go everywhere. This enormous whole thing is my phone.
Tessa's phone is a source of constant upset for those her and those around her. I think the day that I say, what's the adult thing you've done? And you say, I bought a new phone.
Yeah, will be.
I'll lose my mind. Yeah. And so will everyone listening.
Yeah, yeah. For God's sake, Tessa, get a new phone.
The battery's awful.
Honestly, the battery is like, it'll be on like 47% and then you'll be writing a text and it'll just die. It won't even do that little buffering symbol on its way out. It'll just be like, it's just black. It's just gone. Bye. Yeah. It blows my mind. It's very tricky being alive.
It is.
And I've charged up all my power packs. You got one?
I had one and then I've lost it. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
For my whole life, I have gone to see horror films at the cinema. Once I had a job as a film reviewer for City AM, a London-based newspaper. Mm. And I went to see horror films with, you know, people like Mark Kermode and Alex Zane. I watched the horror film Insidious. It was at a screening. And I jumped all the way through it. And then you realise that no one else in the room, and it's very small, the screenings are very small, 20 people, no one else is reacting because they are professional film reviewers. And I'd gone in and like stolen all the free food on the buffet so that like once I heard Mark Kermode being like, well, that girl's just taken all of the vegetarian sandwiches. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'm jumping all the way through the film. I developed this really great technique, which is to cross my eyes because I can't see anything.
Right.
So I can't get scared. And also from the side, no one can tell I've got my eyes crossed. But then there's that thing of like, if you're in a house watching a DVD of a horror film and someone looks over and you're watching it with your eyes crossed, it's a bit tricky to. So I've been doing that for years, just crossing my eyes
well,
through
then
a lot of films.
Well, you can't see it.
No, I don't want to see it because I'm frightened.
Right.
So I've been saying like things like, so when like the good horror film The Babadook came out and it was very good, but I
you haven't seen it.
No, I did see
you
it.
You just watched
it, at the scary bits. At the scary bits, I watched it cross-eyed. Scary bits. I was like 26 at this point. I couldn't go to sleep without the big light on. I get very frightened afterwards of horror films. And this week, someone said to me, would you like to go and see this film? I said, yes. What is the genre, my old friend? He said, it's a horror. I said, no, thank you. I'll pass on that, please. I'm now owning the fact that I don't like horror films. It's not okay to pay a lot of money to go cross-eyed for 2 hours.
No, this is mind-blowing. I thought you always liked horror films because you went to see them literally, I would say constantly.
Yes.
If someone asked me your favourite genre, I'd be like, she loves horror films.
I was going out with a person whose favourite genre was horror films. And I would then, so every film we went to see was a horror film. And I didn't feel like I could say, I'm scared because I thought I would look uncool and then he wouldn't want to go to the cinema with me anymore. It was a great relationship.
This is hilarious.
And I would sit through the whole thing with crossed eyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a lot to unpack.
So much to unpack.
That's wonderful for you. I genuinely always thought you liked horror films because you were always coming and telling me
about a horror film. Because I've seen
film.
All of them.
Yeah.
But now I've stopped.
You haven't seen them.
No, I haven't seen them. I've seen them twice.
You've seen them twice. Yeah. I've seen one horror film.
Okay.
In my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What horror film was it?
The Ring. I didn't sleep for 10 years.
Horrifying.
I honestly didn't sleep for 10 years.
I saw What Lies Beneath and I couldn't take a bath for the rest of my life. I still feel that's the reason I can't take a bath. Because Harrison Ford or a dead girl will appear in the reflection behind me when I'm looking into the water.
I couldn't open a bathroom cabinet mirror.
Oh my God.
I couldn't open one
of
those.
Is that also because of What Lies Beneath? Because at the end, that's just like a generic...
So I've only ever seen one horror film that I didn't sleep properly. I didn't turn the light off for years.
Yes.
Thought there was a dead girl who lived in my chimney.
Yes, of course.
Wrote her a note.
Okay. And so, now you've lost us all.
So I had this idea. You know how a vampire can't cross the threshold?
Yes.
Without being invited in?
Of course.
I wrote a note on the threshold of my door to say that she died. Just in case she obeyed the same
rules. She could come in.
Okay. Just to be clear. Mm. Anyway, but what I do, I have this like really heightened thing about me is I got a very intense sense of curiosity. And the horror movies, at the posters on the tube, when it's like Insidious 2,
you need to know.
The truth will destroy you. I'm always like, what's the truth? So then I go on Wikipedia and I read the plot.
That's what I started doing. Yeah.
And then it turns out that's just as entertaining and it's presented in a very...
Chilled out way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that's a great idea.
They finally realise that she is the mother, say her name 3 times, she turns into 1,000 bats, she becomes the moth, and they all set on fire and die. Like, you know, so then you're
it
like...
It is a lot. And also, sometimes a lot better in your brain than it is. Right, that was the longest.
I'm genuinely so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's really great.
I think being an adult is about owning things like that and not crossing your eyes. So, organisation.
Yes.
Now, Tessa, you've had some ups, some downs, some highs, some lows with bullet journaling. Is that correct?
That would be the way to describe my experience with bullet journaling.
I remember you announced that you were going to enter the fray.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
It lasted, I would say, with varying degrees of efficiency, for about 4 months.
That's quite a long time.
And it's a month-to-month experience.
Yes.
So 4 is not bad.
Okay. So now I'll just say what my thing is about bullet journaling and then you can refute it, tell me what it actually is.
Understood.
Make me understand.
Please.
So bullet journaling for me, when I've Googled it.
Yes.
On things like Pinterest or those like life hacks to sort your life out.
Yes.
Is a book where, a notebook where somebody apparently spends 7 months illustrating like Monday to Friday.
Yep.
And then in the boxes that are too small to put any amount of actual useful tasks, will like draw a pile of laundry and then in bubble writing or gothic text write laundry time across, which actually inadvertently takes up the whole week. And they're like, I don't understand how this is possible.
Once we went on Pinterest and found somebody who did their to-do list was like, buy food. And it was so elaborately drawn. Yeah. And you were like, how is that?
How's that helpful when you go to Tesco and then you go, I've written that down. I'm at buy food. Brilliant.
But it's beautifully shaded in.
Yeah, you've drawn a croissant. I've drawn a croissant, have you done that?
You're 45 minutes minimum.
Yeah, and there's lots of different coloured pens involved.
Yeah.
In the picture, there's always like a pencil case next to it with like loads of pens and gel pens.
Yeah, always.
And I don't understand how it's possible that that is useful. This must be the surface bullet journal rather than the actual bullet journaling is.
No.
So could you... Great.
So I would say that the gel pen croissant shading group do not need this podcast.
Okay.
They are already...
Flying.
So far ahead
of us. Yeah, if you can colour in a croissant and it doesn't affect the efficacy of your day.
I'm really aware that I'm laughing like a really old like Dickens character. Like you're going like...
I mean, having listened a lot to the podcast, because I edit it, that is how you laugh on the podcast.
Laugh,
yeah. It's very fun.
Yeah, old Mr. Pickwick over here.
Yeah.
To me. Colouring in the croissant, those are all with the gel pens.
If you can do that and go about your week, that's incredible.
They are already organised people who like put their coloured pens back in the coloured order.
Yes.
They are already, bullet journaling is just like an addition to their already exemplary
existence.
Organised existence.
Yes.
Yeah. You're absolutely smashing it.
Okay.
So bullet journaling.
For the rest of us.
Bullet journaling for the layman is a way of having like everything in one place.
Okay.
And so what you have is, and you can also buy an actual bullet journal.
Moleskine do them, don't they?
I'm
sure less expensive people do them as well.
So I believe it was started as an idea. It's quite a recent idea.
Yes.
And it was started by people who make a bullet journal.
Right.
So you can go on the website, order yourself an actual bullet journal.
Good.
Lovely. Mm. You do not, however, need that.
Okay.
You can make any book, diary, notebook, anything into a bullet journal.
Okay.
Not a diary, sorry.
Already nothing. Like getting drawn in. You haven't started.
You're like, oh,
well,
yeah.
I know I've got a notebook at home, so tell
me
more.
I've got a notebook, yes, please. Come on.
I'm on board.
Crack on. So it's a way of putting everything together in one place, and that is your to-do list and your planner for both like the day and much future.
The day and much future.
That's right. Come on in to journaling. And also a diary and that thing that you have of like thoughts and quotes and just interesting things.
That's great.
It's all there in one place. So obviously find a book that you really like that feels nice.
It's pretty.
And it's pretty.
I mean like a Hogwarts one.
A lovely Hogwarts one. If, for example, you have a
Hogwarts one.
Exactly. So then right at the front, you have your index. You take like one page at the beginning, write index. Every single page in the notebook,
yes.
Put a number in it.
Okay, one to
however many pages there are.
Okay, great.
Chronologically, let's just go through. That's the first thing you do.
1 to 110.
For example.
Yes.
1 to 110. Any more than that and you're out.
So, no, let's not confuse it with jokes.
No, so sorry. Sorry. It's very serious.
Yes.
Put a number on every page of your book.
Got it.
Step one. Now go back and write the index.
And
the words
in the
index.
First page.
In the first page, write the word index.
Great.
So now let's just say that you're doing your to-do list, and we're going to come back to that in a second, but let's just say suddenly you think of, you want to write a list of weirdest list you can think of.
List of my favourite lettuce.
Yep. Brilliant. You're suddenly like, God, I got to get a list down. I got to write them all down and draw them or whatever.
Yeah.
And be like,
whenever anyone asks me, I just say iceberg.
Exactly.
Be
idiot.
More.
What else is there?
Spinach.
No.
Is that not lettuce?
Oh, that's a spinach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Romany. Cos?
I think it's Romy. I think it's Romaine. Well, we've both done really well with the
okay,
lettuce.
So this is why you need this okay. page. That's an absolutely crucial page in your book.
Yes.
So let's say now that you do that, you just flick to any random page that okay. you find. You do your list of your top lettuces.
Okay.
And then that's page 17.
Yes.
Then you go back to your index.
Oh, and then you write top lettuces.
17.
So then you can see at a glance what's in your notebook.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't have to use post-it notes.
No, exactly. And then what's crucial is that you weren't, when you were like, where should I put lettuces? And then you don't look in your diary and be, or your notebook and be like, oh, I can't put it there because that's this. It's like, doesn't matter. Put it wherever you fancy.
Because it's all organised.
It's all organised. Exactly. So then you can...
Well, where does your diary go though?
So then your diary, you do everything in months.
Okay.
So let's say now we pick another page. Obviously, don't just like, don't do your months in a weird order. Let's work front to back, for God's sake. January. You write down every day, just like one line each for every day of the month. And then on that, it has like just like daily things that you need to do.
Yeah.
Then you also have a future log. And that's just like much more elaborate future things.
Like what? Buy a lettuce.
That could be almost like day-to-day to-do list, like buy a lettuce. A future might
make a lettuce sculpture.
Lovely.
Out of lettuces.
Yeah. And then enter lettuce competition, start a blog. Like more like... Change name to lettuce. More just like really future...
Pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams is your future
Where
thing.
Does that go?
Just on the next page.
To the month?
Yeah.
And where does the month go? Does it have to go on a specific page or just any page?
Any
but you
page.
Kind of want it to be like the second page maybe because it's January.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, okay.
So then we work through forwards like that.
Yes, but then so would it be like a month per page and then you've already put lettuces on page 6?
Yeah, so unfortunately, so then it's okay to be like your lettuces are in the middle of page 6 in the middle of January and that's sort of fine.
Okay, fine.
So we just accept that like things are going to be...
Things are going to be in different places, but it's okay because you've got an index.
You've got your index, so you always come back to that.
I mean,
I feel like I'm already losing you.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Oh, fantastic.
Sorry, my facial expression says lost. My brain says found.
Oh, dear. So then one thing is that your future ideas that are like...
Page 78, so. Mm-hmm.
Or within each month, they're there and they're like, renew passport.
So you put them per month.
Per
so
month.
If you had January on page 2 and 3, you could put your future log on page 4.
Exactly. And that's your future log. And so you try and do, they're like, these are things I'm going to try and get done by the end of January, you might say.
Per month. A future log, right.
Per month, right?
That's
so then
helpful.
You make a new one on the February 1st.
Yes.
We move on and we take everything that hasn't been crossed off our future log over.
Down.
And if you find yourself then, the idea of that is like, if you've carried over... start macrame and you've carried that over for 3 months, either go and do it, Susan, or let's just get rid of that.
The 3 month rule.
You're never going to do that.
Yeah.
Stop it. Absolutely stop that now.
Unless it's something like me, which is like make doctor's appointment and I spend like 3 months writing.
Exactly.
And then at the end it says, make doctor's appointment, you moron.
Exactly. So that's forced you to every time.
Yes.
The act of physically moving all those things over each month,
yes.
rather than just looking at the list and be like, oh yeah, the doctors. You're like, come on.
Yes.
Come on,
Stevie.
Just do it.
Yes, okay. Great.
And then your to-do list is supposed to be just like nice, simple things that are daily. and then dreams, hopes and stuff, you can just throw that all over the shop. And then you can be much more personal than all the colouring in and the pictures of croissants and stuff. That yes. is just like, do your own thing.
If you're on the commute and you're bored, maybe colour in a croissant.
Exactly.
It's not necessary.
So then some people like to use, and then it gets very personal, because then some people like to use symbols or...
Which I think for this level, we should leave.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying that's where all the colouring in stuff that feels overwhelming
right.
is. So like a symbol, a circle might be like... very important, or a square
That's
is like
fun.
Of
so
this.
So once you've got the basics down, you can start
exactly.
doing things to further your
once
bullet
you've got your head around
life.
It, you're in, you can be like, oh, I can make this really work for me.
I mean, that was a very clear tutorial on bullet
oh, great.
Journaling. Especially considering, I was a bit concerned because obviously people are listening to it and they can't see what you mean.
Yeah.
But it did actually work, I understand.
Yeah, it is a sort of overwhelming, like, what is this nonsense?
Right.
But I think the index thing is the main thing about it, that you start being like, oh, here's all my stuff in one place.
Yes, that is very
And
good.
It's the act of, you know... being able to look at things.
I'll be coming in with a palette cleanser between Tessa's more meaty organisational tips with some fun adulting life hacks. Number one, keep a fun piggy bank or coin jar. I've got my friend, I'll just say it, my boyfriend bought
Do you
me...
Do want to say it properly?
No, because it's lame. Okay. My friend bought me a piggy bank that's actually a dog that waits for you to put the coins in and then it eats the coins. And it's very fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Fun. He actually bought four of them because he was like, why buy one when you can buy four? I
okay.
didn't quite understand, but they are quite small. Anyway, this has really helped because especially if you live in a shared house or you live, works if you live alone, you've just got loose coins everywhere. If you just consistently put them in like a fun piggy bank, if it's something like boring, like a glass bowl on your side, you're not going to remember to do that. Whereas it's like, oh, I'm going to feed this dog some money. That's quite fun. And then whenever you need like loo roll or you're in a tight spot and need to get the bus and you need some coins, there's always something in there. But I have coins in the bottom of all my bags.
Yes.
And that's very, very helpful.
Separately, the thought of scraping the bottom of my bag makes me feel physically ill.
That maybe is for a future podcast.
That's why I had to stop carrying a bag because there was so much stuff in it.
So what do you use now?
It's not that I stopped having a bag, it's that I stopped putting anything in the bag.
Yes.
I became really strict about it. It's just my laptop and the cable.
Laptop and cable and purse.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because once
mine's
you put like
covered
food
in weird stuff,
and like
food, yeah.
and, you know, that stuff at the bottom, you're like, what is
Ooh,
that?
Is that an apple core or is it a rat? Yeah.
Yeah. Or like it's like that sort of grimy.
Yeah, the black
what
shit.
What is that?
What is the what is that?
That? That's why I like try and be put nothing in there.
Yes, that is
absolutely
very
nothing.
Good.
I try and be like The Devil Wears Prada, which just has like Meryl Streep just has one bag every day. And you just
yes.
imagine like, imagine how clean that bag is.
So clean.
You just put like one thing in it and you're like, this is my bag.
That's
I've been
very
trying
good.
To do that. Anyway, also the coins, if you are like tidying your room or you listen to our brilliant podcast about tidying, you will find coins around your bedroom or just around the place. And you always just like be like, oh, 20p. And you put it on the side.
Yeah.
That's no help to anyone. Put it in the mason jar or...
Yeah, the lovely... Yeah, you don't have to have a dog that eats it. Something that goes in with the aesthetic of your flat.
Exactly.
That happens to be a dog eating
of
it for
course.
Me.
Yeah, in keeping.
Yeah.
In keeping money jar.
And my housemates are really into it.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
I bet they are.
I mean, that is sarcasm. Go. Your next
Off
one.
Off I go.
What is your next one about, Tessa?
It's still about organising.
No, I mean...
No, I know.
We had bullet journaling.
Yeah. So, if you do a quick Goog of organising...
A cheeky Goog.
Then you find so many websites that... You know, there's like weird websites that you feel are being run by like a robot algorithm. And you, if you click on them, you'll just be taken to buy some kind of tea. I've done a bad job of describing this. But like, you know, there's like weird... A lot of clicking involved websites.
Yes,
they're very weird. You're
yes.
like, what is this?
And it might have like a fun clickbait headline that's got you in there, like 10 times celebrities look like peas.
Yeah,
and you're what's that?
What
and then
this?
You click through and it's you
mad.
Can't get into anything.
And you always get taken to another weird pop-up window and like you just find it. So there is, I was surprised by how much of that there is when Googling organizing or trying to be more organized.
Interesting.
Or those weird websites that are run by like a doctor. And if you have to, and it's constantly like, don't you want this? Don't you want this? And you read like right down to the bottom. It's like, go to the next page. And you're like, okay. And then you keep reading and it's all just like the things that you will get.
And then it's buy
And then
this.
You buy my book.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. So I was like, oh, okay. You have those also with like love and relationships and stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay. Obviously, organization is something that is heavily Googled.
Yeah.
Heavily looked up. And this is something that people obviously
People are trying to like monetize.
Desperately, yeah. This is obviously something that the people want. They're like, yes, please. I'll take this book.
Yes.
So there's obviously some weird books out there. There's obviously some what sound like good books about like called like The Habit and stuff that are all about trying to basically get yourself into a habit. And so they talk about brushing your teeth a lot. Excellent thing to do. I thoroughly recommend it.
Okay.
But like, so you, for example, don't ever you don't ever be like, oh, I meant to brush my teeth today, but I didn't, you know?
Yeah, you just do it.
You just do it. It's not the same thing as like going to the gym or like, it's just like a thing that you do every day and you wouldn't not do it.
Mm.
But even, and you're like, of course, everyone must, but actually it's not compulsory.
No.
Like, there's no reason to it. It's just, that's a thing that we all do. And so it's about getting yourself into that level of habit with everything else that you want to be able to do and just being like, that's just a thing.
Or just like sorting everything around your toothbrush. So like, I forget to take my pill. Well, I went through a period of time, I forgot to take my pill a lot. So I just put it next to my toothbrush. And then I was like, what other things could I put next to my toothbrush?
That's amazing.
That will help. Like, it does really help.
Because that is the way to get yourself to remember to do something.
Definitely.
Is to put it beside something you are definitely taking.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Put things on top of your bag. Put things, yeah.
Yeah, you have to put it on your bag, otherwise it isn't coming with you in the morning.
Yeah.
And the same goes for like, maybe if you are not a pill taker or you, I mean, if you forget
a pill popper.
If you forget to be a pill popper constantly, then have something that you're definitely going to look at every day, like the mirror.
Yeah, or something. Stick it on the mirror.
Stick it on the mirror. It says your pill, you idiot.
Yeah, or stick your pills on the mirror.
Stick your pills on the mirror.
I've been to that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or the things that you know, get into having post-it notes or a wipe clean board on your back of your door.
That's good.
Or something that when you're leaving the house.
I forget things a lot. And in the morning when I'm getting out of the house and I can't find wallet, keys, phone, and I'm like looking everywhere. Someone told me recently, like, how can you be annoyed at yourself for that? Because if you're leaving your wallet, keys and phone in a different place every night, you'd have to be superhuman to remember where you'd put it. It's not your fault. You're just not putting it in the same place. So now it's like, wallet always goes there. And I bought like this nice little gold hook with like a little moon on it that I've attached dreadfully to the wall. I mean, it looks awful. Okay. But I like the moon hook and I put my keys on it.
Perfect.
And then, so then whenever I pass it, I'm like, oh, moon hook with keys. And then I just know to go there. And every time I pick them off, I'm like, oh, some good adulting today.
Yes. Like, and do you say when you leave the house,
thank you, house?
No,
just a little callback to the tidying podcast where Tessa wanted me to thank my sweater or whatever clothes that I'd worn.
It's before bed. Important thing to do. Do you say wallet, phone, keys when you leave the house?
Yes, I do now. Yeah. Wallet, phone, keys. And but the only issue before was I was going, well, wallet, phone, keys, but I didn't know where they were. So it was like, wallet, phone, keys. Whereas now I'm like, once I know where they are.
I told Steve that was a good idea. And then we left the house and then she just was like, wallet, phone, keys. And like beamed and then like jumped off the porch. And I was like, where are they? And she was like, I don't know. Like, you don't just say it. You have to touch them.
I thought it was magic.
Yeah. I just say them and then I'm ready for the day. Like, you gotta touch them.
It's amazing. I've come this far of just living. Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so having your stuff, the things that are coming with you, this is the place they go. Things only get lost because they don't have a home.
Yeah.
They don't be like, well, that's where they always live. Unless you've taken your toothbrush with you somewhere.
It's
at no point have you ever wandered around with your toothbrush and then like left that.
Popped it by the hob.
Popped it by the hob. I mean, possibly you have.
Maybe.
If you left the, no morning begins with you having to hunt for your toothbrush. No.
And if it does, really listen to this podcast.
Really? You need more help than we can offer.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so then you just need to get everything else into that same level of like, I never lose this
because
this is where it is.
Yeah. Every man I've ever known, Shakespearean or otherwise, has always had a bag, like one of those like Nomo bags that have, Nomo is a brand, but other bags are available. That's got like a compartment where my laptop always goes. Not my laptop, his laptop. He just keeps putting all of my stuff in his bag. No, and like the wallet is always in this pocket.
Yeah.
And the keys are in this pocket, like dividers in the bag. Mm. And every single male who spent a lot of time with me, and I'm saying male just because they've been there when I've been like packing for the day.
Yeah.
Like, we're just throwing all the stuff in one bag. So then every time you open your bag, you've got to rummage. And
yeah.
Why don't you
men
get
don't
a bag?
Rummage.
No, men never rummage
men
or take
don't
things
rummage.
Out. And then
never
and
have
then
you seen a man at the tube
squatting down,
taking everything out of his bag.
Like, no one does that. Would they know where everything in their bag is? So actually, it's not expensive to buy a bag with those organisery things. And it's just when you buy a bag that looks nice, open it, see if it's got compartments. If it doesn't, it's not going on your shoulder. Because I say this, but again, I'm just giving advice that I don't follow. But I've got like a sports bag and an Adidas bag, and it's just one big thing with a pocket in the middle. So it means that I just put everything in the middle pocket. And all the other stuff goes in the main bag, which is more organisational than normal, but still not enough. Mm. Like, I need to know.
But I think it is a genuine ladies' clothing issue.
Ladies' clothing is impractical
in the same way that, like, we
senses.
Haven't got any pockets. And so if someone's like, I like your dress, we haven't got any pockets. We've got these bloody bell sleeves.
The amount of times I've had to use this awful bum bag that I got bought when I was 4 because I've got no way of, like, especially in summer when you don't have a coat, no way of transporting items without, like, so if I go to, like, a concert or something, I don't want to have, like, a concert. If I go to, like, a festival or something, I don't want to carry a huge bag.
Yeah.
is like, well, I can't put anything in my effing pocket because
there's
no pocket.
I haven't got any pockets. Like the amount of times you're wearing a dress and someone's like, oh, I like your dress. And you're like, it's got pockets. And we aren't joking when we say that. Like,
no, it's
incredible. You're thrilled to have a pocket.
Yeah.
Like it's because we just don't have them. Yeah. And so my backpack is from the men's section.
Yeah.
It is infinitely better made than anything in the women's, and it comes with compartments, and it is so practical. It's
blown my mind that women's bags don't have enough compartments.
Yeah.
I feel like I should start some sort of movement, but there's so many movements I should be starting. I haven't.
Oh yeah, let's do a shout out to how Vivian Westwood has got on your straw movement.
Vivian Westwood has got on my straw movement, everyone. I saw on Facebook there was a viral thing going around where Vivian Westwood is putting a call to arms that you should not ask for a straw, or you should ask for no straw when you order a drink. I can only assume she listens to the podcast because I haven't texted her. So thanks, Vivian. And also, yeah, don't use straws because they're bad for the environment and your mouth is literally next to your drink. Moving on to other things I want to do. Compartments and bags for women. Great.
Yes, brilliant.
And Vivian Westwood is a clothes designer, so I really hope
Vivian,
that she...
Get Vivian, on that as well.
Yeah, get on that more.
Come on, Vivian. It's more important that you
more
get on this than the straws.
Than the environment. It's not.
So next time you're buying a bag... let's get yourself some compartments. Go to the men's section. Get yourself a backpack from there. Also, we should all be having backpacks anyway because everyone's back and shoulders are broken from carrying your big, heavy bag.
Yeah.
Also, really think about whether you need those things.
You empty your bag.
You will fill the space you have.
Yeah, no, but also you accrue something. So one day you'll take something because you needed it specifically for that day.
And it never
comes
out.
And you don't take it out. And then you're like, suddenly... I was walking around with like a hammer in my bag for like 6 months.
I can believe that without any question.
Yeah, I know.
I once took a replica Soviet knife to the airport where it was removed from me. But it had been in my bag since our like Russian school play, however many like months earlier.
Oh my God.
And I just didn't unpack.
Just didn't remove it.
Why would you?
Yeah.
You just throw more things in.
Yeah, because also you don't want to have like that thing where it's like messy around your bedroom floor because you've just taken it out and then you're like, well, I don't know where this goes. Where do I put the Soviet knife? I'll think about it later. And you're like, just keep it in the bag where it's tidy and I know where it is. You're like, no, take it out.
Just keep it there. Okay, so timekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Timekeeping and procrastination. Chances are, if you are a disorganized person,
yes,
you are probably also quite creative and optimistic. These are probably things that go hand in hand. And the optimistic thing is that you are quite optimistic with your time. You just believe that you are capable of doing more things in the time frame than you are.
Yes.
Like that is like getting on a bus, looking at Google Maps that says this bus takes 30 minutes and be like, probably be quicker.
Yeah. It literally won't. Yeah.
That's not a thing. And so it's just about recognizing how long you have been doing that for and be like, that's enough of that now.
Yeah.
I have to leave earlier. This is how long this thing takes.
Yeah.
Stop being so optimistic with your time. And equally about being better at when you have deadlines or when you have things that you need to achieve, or if you have a very short amount of time but you're like, I think I can completely pack and do my kitchen and tidy up and do this in this and wash my hair and all these things.
Give yourself a break.
You can't do those things. You'll break.
Yeah, you will break.
And you won't get them done.
Yes.
So you'd be like, this is what I am capable of achieving in this time. And you do know because you've been alive for a while now. So you know, like...
Often I will find that I have got too much to do and I'll be really panicky and I'll try and do all of them badly, forget something and then be like, I'm so awful because I've forgotten it. It's like, no, you're not. You just loaded too much on yourself.
Yeah.
Cancels things. Like if you are looking at your day and you're like, just cancel something. That's fine.
Yeah.
And give yourself enough time to do the organisational stuff that you need to.
So, bullet journaling or nay.
Yes.
You do need some form of list.
Yes.
Just get things down because sometimes if you're feeling just like totally overwhelmed by something, chances are if you, a bit like GCSE bite-sized revision, if you break it down into manageable chunks, then suddenly it feels way less overwhelming and you're like, here are just... some little things that I can, and once you look at that list, you're like, oh, that's okay.
We're just
working through them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and simple. Then procrastinating. We are all guilty of procrastinating.
Yeah, I'm procrastinating now.
Procrastinating this very second. And again, there are so many things on there about like how to stop procrastinating. And it's all just sort of like, don't. That's basically their message, like, don't.
Yeah.
There is a lot of sort of scientific research in there that actually procrastinating is how your brain sort of works things out.
Right.
And that we can't all just be like robotically efficient 24/7.
And nor should we, because it might affect what we're doing.
Yeah. And like,
negatively.
Nor should you. Like, your brain like wants to wander off and like think about some other stuff.
Mm.
And also, the vast majority of scientific discoveries in the last 500 years have been because somebody was trying to do something else.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Yeah. They...
So just remember that, guys.
Yeah.
Next time you're balls deep in something at 2 a.m. that you're not supposed to be doing. Basically, it's just about like putting, procrastinating by doing a different important task. If you're procrastinating by playing some kind of game, then that needs to stop.
Compulsively watching the same show on Netflix over and over again, you know.
No.
No.
You can't repeat watch something. You can watch something afresh. I will allow that.
Yeah, maybe.
So do your best with it, but don't beat yourself up too much about procrastinating or think that you're supposed to be this like rigid, you know, never wavering from the task in hand, because no, it's impossible. Your brain is trying its best. Ready for a palate cleanser?
Have an emergency bag in your car. You know, you might have things like car things that you hopefully will have, like spare tire, all that sort of things. But we're talking about things that, you know, when you're caught short, when you're like, I've got a, and also if you don't have a car, keep it in at work. So basically, if something,
what's in it?
Well, Tessa, I'm glad you asked. It obviously depends upon your lifestyle, but if you found that you've been getting caught out, so my thing was when I was at work, something would happen, like it'd be like, oh, do you want to go out? Or like, do you want to come to mine tonight? Or like something like that. And you're like, oh my God, I don't have any of the things. Oh, I guess I'll just go. And then you just have an awful time the next day because you're like, I don't have any of the things that I needed. I don't have pants. I don't have like dry shampoo. I haven't washed my hair. Like all things like that.
Yeah.
I can't really tell you exactly what you should have in it, but I think people listening. I mean, I certainly know what mine is. Which when I was when I had a job, I had in my drawer dry shampoo, like a fun lipstick for night.
Ooh.
Because day is for no lipstick, but night is for the lips. Mm. Deodorant.
Yeah.
Flat pair of shoes because I often wear heels. At that point, I did anyway. Oh, and then I'd always have like a pack of cereal bars in there. All those annoying things where you're like, you're out, but then there's not really a time for food. And you're like, well, I've got to wait for ages to go home and have dinner and it's going to be 11 o'clock and I'm starving. I don't want to buy
anything. That sounds amazingly efficient.
So things like that, yeah. I mean, obviously, the issue is like with your power pack charging thing that we've...
Yes, once you've used your spare pants... Then you've got to get more pants.
So you've got to kind of do a refresh like every kind of month, I'd say, because you don't, you know, just to make sure that you've got all the things. But if also in your car as well, like... You can keep things like a phone charger in there. Keep, I don't know.
If you're my dad who hails from Canada, a shovel, a blanket and a candle.
I mean, that's
in the back of all our cars and has been all my life.
That's
obviously
brilliant.
At no point in England ever have we been snowed into a snowdrift.
No, of course
which
not.
Which is
but
what
it's
that
good
is
to
for.
Know that if that came
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we are ready. To spend the night in the car.
But also the amount of times people are like, oh, does anyone got an ibuprofen?
Yeah.
Just keep some in the place that you are often caught out. Tampons.
Make yourself a rider. Like pretend your workplace is like, almost make it for somebody else.
Yeah.
And
the ideal workplace, yeah.
And pretend that you're like, it's you're making a green room and you're Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And be like, what is all the things that Katy Perry needs?
Yeah.
And be like, of course she needs deodorant and ibuprofen and like all this stuff to be in a little smart box.
Yeah. And all the stuff that you often ask people if they have. Like I was constantly being like, then you've got a mirror. Like, get a mirror from Poundland.
Yeah.
There are mirrors, freestanding mirrors. You can just pop on your desk, tiny, great. But yeah, basically like just think, I mean, I also would say one of those like travel races as well, because the amount of stories I've heard of people being like, oh, I've got a hot date and I forgot to shave my legs.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Absolutely just keep a pack of cheap Gillettes in there. Other razors are available.
You'll feel like such an efficient gal.
Yeah, just, like, that is organisation, isn't it?
Opening your drawer and that was a zip noise.
It's just unzipping your drawer.
Yeah, but like I was trying to make a woof, pulling it out. Woo, that's better. Yeah, good.
Yeah, open your drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man in a coffin.
We've all seen drawers.
Yeah, you know, drawers.
So that was your palate cleanser. Back to you, Tessa.
Thank you so much. The 2-minute rule.
Oh, that sounds like when you drop food on the floor.
That's the 30-second rule.
Oh, not for me.
No, I've eaten things I didn't even drop.
There's a pizza on the floor over there. Yes, I'll eat.
Oh, dearie me. So this rule has been accredited to various people. And they're all men, so I won't name any of them.
No, we...
Okay, this
we
is
like
a,
to celebrate
this rule,
all humans.
Yeah, well, it has been accredited to various different people. So in the interest of not of naming the wrong person, I'll name no one.
That is a good idea.
So just
but
in case
also,
people...
things that are organisational tend to be from men anyway, because as we've...
Yes, all the stuff is built...
People just go, well, men like organisation and women like bell sleeves and no pockets.
Yeah.
So let's, yeah.
You can't do anything with a bell sleeve.
You hide things, but that's about it.
Right. The 2-minute rule is that if something pops into your day that you need to do that you're like, oh, put that on the to-do list, If it is something you could do in under 2 minutes, mm-hmm. just do it right now.
Oh, that's good.
Right this second. If you're just already at your computer and your cash card is somewhere in your vicinity mm. and someone's like, oh, you need to pay for this, rather than being like, oh, yuck.
We'll do it later.
And put it on a list and then it pop goes into your head and you don't do it for weeks. Mm. You get hundreds of reminders. Do it right then.
Under 2 minutes, do it now.
Do it right now. If it's your bowl and you're like carrying your bowl back to the sink, could you wash that bowl in under 2 minutes? Yes, just do it right now.
Mm.
Just do it right now. You feel like, I would say, like a deity.
Yeah, that is good, actually. When you smash out really small amounts of admin.
Yeah, and also it isn't like, oh, that thing I had to do. It's just like, it's given to you and you immediately deal with it.
And then can we also add that if you've got a to-do list mm-hmm. and there's something that you've been like, oh, I could put that on my to-do's, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to like do it now.
Yeah.
Still write it on the to-do list and then cross it out, because that feels
so wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Sidebar about to-do lists, to-done lists.
That's
good. At the end of the month or the end of your year or the end of your day, if you must, like, no, day is too short a time, but the end of your month, write yourself a to-done list and all the things that you have done that month.
Well,
just to like boost
nice.
Yourself up and be like, huh, I did loads of things.
That is nice.
And just be like, oh, look at that stuff I did, because we're always...
I like to do that at, you know, like around New Year mm. and it's always a bit of a weird time, because I'm always a bit like, well, I'm almost a bit like... It feels like quite a momentous, like the turning of the year,
but it
doesn't really mean anything. Well, I always like to look back on my diary, written diary or whatever, that not my like dear diary, like my points calendar, I suppose, mm-hmm. and write a list at the end of each diary with that little notes page, or the page that's got like the moon faces on it, or like the stock market. You're like,
the stock market.
So I
and
write
all the numbers,
over the top.
All the numbers of the world.
All the numbers of the world.
In case we need to call the Yemen.
The world's numbers.
Yeah.
And I just write over the top of that probably. Like a list of all the things that, all the things that I've done. And obviously it starts really big, like, so you're like, oh, that cool thing. But then you get to the really small bits. And you're like, oh, cool, yeah, that thing that I did.
I actually did that.
And that's actually quite a nice way to spend your new year.
Yeah, lovely.
Because I wouldn't be able to do that every month. I've got lettuce sculptures to make.
Yeah.
You know, birthdays is good, actually, because it makes you feel better about getting old.
Yeah, because definitely that sort of stressful, like, oh, I still haven't read the Quran or whatever it was you meant to do.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you know, so to-do lists are feel quite overwhelming, but to-done lists make you feel the bee's knees.
That is lovely.
So, yeah, 2 minute rule. If it can be done in 2 minutes, just do it right now.
Really great.
Just do it. Smash it out and then write it on your list and take it off, because then you feel really great. The other side of the 2 minute rule is my much, much bigger projects that can't possibly be done in 2 minutes. If you think of them and you're like, oh yeah, that's what I should do, and it's obviously something quite big, just do 2 minutes right now.
Oh, that's cool.
So
break it down into 2 minute segments.
Just do it 2 minutes, because then you're already 2 minutes into, you've already started it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that the ball is already rolling.
The moment you start a ball rolling, the task at hand always feels so much more doable.
Yeah.
It's the thought of doing a lot of things that I'm always like, oh my God. And then my to-do list isn't full of little things. My to-do list is full of big things. I just can't be bothered even starting, because I know it's going to take 4 hours. That's why I always edit the podcast the day before it comes out.
Yeah. So let's say it's like edit the podcast or learn to do the splits. Something that's like, obviously, you're not going to
really
learn.
Useful,
those
you know?
Two options. Like just something that's like on your list.
You can really see like what I'm doing my time and what Tess is doing with her time.
So obviously you cannot learn to do the splits in 2 minutes.
No.
But if you just think of that.
A little stretch for 2 minutes.
You just get on the floor and do 2 minutes of stretching.
Okay, yeah.
Because also, not to like reveal the magic trickery of the trick, chances
of doing
are
splits.
No, of the 2 minute rule.
Right.
Chances are, I don't want to reveal the psychoanalysis.
I know, we all know what
do we all know?
That once you get 2 minutes in, you'll probably keep doing it. Yes. You're not a wizard. Like, that was
all right. God, oh, it's quite good. All right.
It is quite good though, because it does trick.
Chances
your
brain are, once
doing
you're done, because being like, I only have to do 2 minutes of this.
Yeah.
Chances are, when you're down there, you might do another minute.
I'm having such a great time. I think I'll plow on.
Exactly what you'll say. I'll just plow on with this, and then even if it's like, I'm going to write a novel. Just do 2 minutes on your novel right now.
Yeah.
And if all you do is write novel.
Page one, novel. Don't write pages and don't write novel.
No.
Get straight into it.
Come on. And then you write, it was a wintry day. You know, then you're already 3 words in.
And you know where you are.
Four, in fact.
A wintry day.
And you know where we are.
Yeah.
We've got our setting. Yeah. Whoa, where are we going now?
We've got our season.
Bloody hell. If anything, too much. Too much to work with. So just do 2 minutes of it right now.
I like that.
2 minutes and it's done, or 2 minutes of it.
Great.
Crack on.
I've got a little palate cleanser.
Yes, please.
Keep instruction manuals of all things you buy in one of those A to Z ring binders that you're like, why do I ever need that? What's an A to Z thing? And file them under what the name of the thing is. So under M will be, I don't know, your microwave. And buy instruction manuals I mean all the bits of paper you get with things.
Oh,
you're like,
sorry, right,
ha
yeah.
ha, that's fun. And then you never, I'll just put it here and then you never see it again.
Okay.
If you always put it in there, so like your phone warranty.
Right, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, I'll keep it in the box over there. And then 4 years down the line when you really need it, you know, I mean, obviously I didn't keep my phone warranty in a pride of place because that's the most boring thing I've ever heard of. I don't even know what it is. You always yes. put it, so P, phone, all the paperwork to do with your phone. O, the instruction manual for your oven. B, the boiler stuff. That's
also, I'm going to say, get one of those beautiful files that you sometimes see in like stationery shops. You're like, oh. What's this for?
Yeah, okay.
Like a, rather than just like a plastic.
Yeah, don't get
one.
Like a crap one. Because,
yeah, but like
because
I think a really
yeah,
nice one, you never ever, you're like, what does this do?
Yeah.
You can't justify buying it. You're like, what for? But if it's like, oh, it's
for
these.
Yes.
And if it's really nice and you keep it out.
That's a great idea.
Because
actually,
I do, because now that you've described it, I do actually see those all the time. And I'm like,
yeah,
what on earth
what
is that,
that
for?
And because it's so boring, if you've got like a boring A4 thing, you stick it in the back of some drawer somewhere yeah. if you want to see it, then you can't find the binder when you need it.
Yeah.
So actually finding
something. Where's that boring
like
binder sweet, we put
like
all the
a nice
boring
Rolodex,
things in?
Like, you know, those old fashioned like things yeah. you flick through. Get something, because actually, it's really, those things are really
something
important.
Something that fits with your aesthetic.
Yes. So mine would be a dog eating the instruction yep. manuals, for example. A
lot of mason jars for me.
Yes. That's a nice idea. Make it pretty as well. So then it's out. So then when you, like when you were trying to find those parking permits, Tess was trying to find some parking permits and she's looking everywhere and it was in like a drawer. But if you had like a nice pretty
yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
you'd know immediately. And then because you'd be like, oh, it's in the nice pretty thing that is
yeah,
over
where
there
we keep
the,
where we keep things. And yeah. then you'd almost be excited to get a warranty or a piece of paper.
I mean, I'd
that
be
you had.
So excited. If I knew where my phone warranty was, I'd be so excited. Do you
yeah.
remember the other week when you asked me if I could locate my vacuum cleaner in under 5 seconds? I don't know, had a wee.
Yeah.
Nearly fully wet myself.
Yeah, so imagine
so
being able to like locate stuff.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much, Tessa.
Thank you so much.
I feel very organised just by proxy and just by being here. If you have any, if you've tried bullet journaling and you want to send us a screenshot of it,
oh my goodness,
do.
We'd love it.
I'd like that. Send it to @StevieM on Twitter. The S is a 5. I ran out of like fun slogans. I just thought,
oh,
I'm
right.
going to start on voices now.
Oh, we've hit capacity on those.
Yes.
Okay, love.
And,
I can't wait.
What's yours?
At Tessa Coates.
No voice for Tessa.
Nothing at all.
And email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. You can also, if you enjoyed this podcast and felt it changed your whole goddamn life, give us a rate or write a lovely review on iTunes to make us explode with pride. And just have a really organised week, everybody. I'm sure there must be something out of this podcast that you can take and build your life towards a more organised existence.
Yes, please. And do tell us about it because we'd love to know what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see if you've coloured in your bullet journal.
I'd be amazed. Good luck with that croissant.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.